Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Township, Michigan Police, emergency dispatch from Broadcastify.
We have an active shooter at the church and PD's on scene saying the building is also on fire.
And police say there are several victims and the gunman is no longer a threat. No details. Caught by the Coast Guard, a man suspected of pulling up in a boat to a dockside pub in Southport, North Carolina, south of Wilmington last night, and firing at customers, killing three people with at least eight others injured. The man arrested says he's a combat veteran, says Southport Police Chief Todd Coring.
Injured in the line of duty is what he's saying. He suffers from PTSD.
People in Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas are prepping for a tropical depression to grow into tropical storm Imelda, expected in a couple of days. The United Nations has reimposed economic sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program under the 2015 nuclear deal still in effect. This is ABC News. Arizona's governor has declared a state of emergency after floods devastated the rural town of Globe, about 90 miles east of Phoenix. Several people are dead, and the search is on for others missing. ABC's Melissa Adan.
Businesses wiped out. Paul Kempton, owner of Kempton's Physical Therapy, losing everything.
Not so good. It's about 3 inches full of mud and water about halfway up the wall, and all the equipment has been underwater. To us, it looks like a complete loss.
Officials in Gila County say three people were killed. Back in Globe, the mayor saying the main focus is search and rescue operations, and then the recovery.
ABC's Melissa Adan. After 12 years in an Egyptian prison, a pro-democracy Egyptian-British activist, Salah Abdel Fattah, has been freed on a presidential pardon, says his sister on social media. He got caught up in a crackdown on rare anti-government protests in Egypt. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is sunny and 74 degrees at 12:03. Mostly clear today. Some overnight patchy fog is possible, low 54. Mostly sunny with summer-like conditions today and a high of 80, or with summer-like conditions tomorrow, I should say, and a high of 85. And partly cloudy and mild tomorrow night with a low of 55. Currently in Richland Center, once again, it's sunny. The winds are out of the west at 6 miles per hour, and our current temperature, 74 degrees.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Today is Sunday, September 28th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office reports that yesterday evening at approximately 11:33, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a disturbance at a residence on North 8th Street in the village of Avoca. The Avoca Police Department, along with an Iowa County Sheriff's Deputy, responded to the scene where an investigation of the disturbance occurred. As a result, Sandra K. Riley, 60, of Blue River, was arrested on charges of battery and two counts of disorderly conduct. Riley was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where she currently remains. Also, the Iowa County Sheriff's Office reports that yesterday evening at approximately 11:52, an Iowa County Sheriff's Deputy conducted a traffic stop on U.S. Highway 18 near Berg Road in the township of Linden after observing the vehicle nearly hit an oncoming vehicle. The driver was identified as Pico Lomsi Q. Dalamini, 27, of South Africa. Dalamini was subsequently arrested for operating while intoxicated first offense and cited with operating left of center. Dalamini was taken to the local hospital for legal blood draw and was released to a responsible party. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs have announced nearly $430,000 in grant funding awards for veteran mental health initiatives. The funding through the Veteran Mental Health Community-Based Organization grant program is meant to support nonprofits that address the mental well-being of veterans in the state. Nine organizations will receive a portion of the grant funding. Richland Center City Utilities Water Department will again be flushing water mains this week, beginning each morning at 7:30. Tomorrow's schedule includes the west side of the Pine River, that is north of West Seminary Street, North Grove Street, and West Side Drive, North Stewart Street, Minor Court, Arbor Lane, U.S. Highway 14 west of the Pine River to Well 8, and the area of the UW campus, Richland Center High School, and Panorama Court. Tuesday will include the west side of the Pine River, that is south of West Seminary Street, Cairns Addition, including the areas of Schmidt Woodland Hills and Brookview Townhouses. It will also include the area around the old wastewater treatment plant on South Orange Street. Wednesday's schedule will include Burton Street on Highway 14 bypass and Main Street to the east. All included on Wednesday will be the Booster Station area, Story Drive, Summit Drive, and the east end of 7th and 8th Streets, Cedar Street, Valley View Drive, and 2nd to 4th Streets east of Cedar Street. Thursday will include the Center Court Mobile Home Park, Wedgwood Subdivision, Bowman Drive, Foundry Drive, and Peebles Drive. Flushing will conclude Friday in the area of the Highway 14 East Corridor, east of Foundry Drive to the east side of the city, including Walmart, Culver's, All-American Do-It Center, and Pleasant Valley Drive to the southeast reservoir. During flushing, the entire water system, not just the day's covered flushing zones, may experience rusty or cloudy water and may have reduced water pressure. The water is safe to drink, but could discolor clothes when washing. The Gays Mills Apple Festival concludes today. The Lions Flea Market and Arts and Crafts Fair is being held until 4 at the grounds. The Mini Carnival is open until 4 downtown, and the Apple Festival Parade will step off at 1:30. The day will also include music from The Last Ride Band and CODY. For a complete list of what's going on at the Gays Mills Apple Festival, check out gaysmills.org/local-events/apple-festival. Today is the last day of the 9th annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, a celebration of rural living. The tour is a unique opportunity to explore the hills and valleys, view the fall colors, shop the fall harvest at rural farms, restaurants, and businesses, and learn about the vibrant small farm economy of Northern Sauk, Richland, and Juneau counties. The event is free of charge and will take you to rural farms, businesses, local food producers, and art producers who open their doors to welcome you. You're encouraged efforts to bring a cooler to hold all of your fresh farm fresh purchases, and be sure to dress for the weather because the tour will happen rain or shine. The final day of the 9th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is being held today until 4. Maps and details can be found at explorehillandvalley.com. More information can also be found on the Hill and Valley Exploration Tour Facebook page. Ed and Linda Chitwood is hosting the annual Milk into Cheese Hayride today at 1. The hayride is free, but free will donations are appreciated and will be used to support the Milk into Cheese program. The Milk into Cheese Hayride will start near the Chitwoods' home, take Birds Creek Valley Drive off Highway 60, and then follow the signs to the staging area. Reservations are not necessary, but appreciated. Reservations can be made by calling 608-537-2340. Be sure to leave a message if you do not get an answer, letting the Chitwoods know how many will be in your party. And the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Eagle Country is offering a series of adult education classes on the way to boost your brain and memory. The series offers a unique whole-person approach to brain fitness. Mather Lifeways Institute on Aging created the evidence-based brain health program that goes beyond simple brain games. It focuses on a variety of lifestyle factors that impact brain health and on memory strategies that participants can implement in their daily lives. Program participants will learn practices that can help them live a healthier lifestyle, improve memory, be more organized, pay closer attention, and regulate their emotions. Boost Your Brain and Memory adult education classes by the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Eagle Country will be held Monday afternoons from 1 until 2:30, beginning tomorrow at the Richland Center Community Center. To register, call Pam Kohlberg at 608-548-3954. WRCL News Time is 1211. WRCL News will return right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
It takes an outstanding team to keep the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course and grounds in top shape year-round, and now you can be a part of it. They're looking for a full-time golf and grounds equipment maintenance and repair technician. If you enjoy troubleshooting and putting your mechanical skills to work, this is your chance to join a dedicated crew. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Apply today and help keep something truly special running smoothly.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 74 degrees at 12:13. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
A month ago on your History Moments, you heard about the Little Rock. Well, in this excerpt, Little Rock, which was in Rockbridge, now is well to the south. This History Moment is about the Lone Rock and one version of how Lone Rock got its name. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a story taken from the Lone Rock Then and Now, page 6. The Lonely Rock that made Lone Rock. Did you ever wonder how Lone Rock got its name? Well, in the 1860s, there was this imposing rock. It could be seen from a location on the Wisconsin River where boats and canoes would travel by. that became what was called the Lone Rock. The rock, which originally was referred to at one time as a massive pile of sandstone standing on a prairie a short distance from the north bank of the Wisconsin River. It became a landmark for early raftsmen who traveled down the river to make this what was called the Lone Rock. The village of Lone Rock got its name because there it was, one large rock on the north side of the river, and what is left is only can be seen now from Highway 130 opposite the entrance to Brace Memorial Park at Long Lake. This rock was at one time on the 325-acre Ball Farm, and it furnished stone for the Congressional Church Foundation and for many foundations of homes in Lone Rock. During the construction of the earliest highways and then the railroad tracks, the rock was also used and became a casualty of the area as the community developed. The rock in this area was located on the highway, and it was used then for highway construction. When the railroad began laying track, the railroad blasted the rock and, according to stories, placed it under the railroad bridge just west of the community. A picture and article appears on March 2nd, 1995 in the Richland Observer, and you can check out your own copy as it can be obtained in the Richland County History Room with the ID number 7804 in the RCR Digital Collection. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering the Burnham and Scott produce stores.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Aike School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Aike School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
WRCO News time is 12:17. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
And one more piece of information to pass along before we continue, before the vital statistics. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Virginia Wiedenfeld on ticket number 621 and John Barreau on ticket number 847.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Are you or a loved one looking for a place to call home that offers care, compassion, and community? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, where life is made easier and every day is filled with joy. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we provide personalized assistance to help with daily activities while giving you the freedom to live life to the fullest. Whether it's enjoying meals in our cozy dining room, engaging in social activities, or receiving the support you need, our caring team is here for you every step of the way. With 24/7 care, beautiful living spaces, and a warm, welcoming community, Schmidt Woodland Hills is the perfect place to thrive. We're more than just assisted living, we're family. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Today is Sunday, September 28th. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59, of Richland Center, died September 10th at home after managing heart failure for 10 years. A celebration of life will be held today at 2 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home from now until the time of the service at 2. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. Wayne Lunk is survived by his wife, Diana, one son, Jeremy and Elise Lear, two grandchildren, his mother, Anita Steineck, three sisters, Cindy and Dan Lunk Palacios of Charlestown, Indiana, Miriam and Ben Estes of Lake Nebogamon, and Deanna and Brian Christensen of Floyd's Knob, Indiana. Half-sister, Annika Williams of Jeffersonville, Indiana. Stepmom, Nancy Lunk of Richland Center. Stepsister, Jennifer and Ryan Andre of Delano, Minnesota. Stepbrother, Jason and Haley Edwards of Lone Rock. Three sisters-in-law, Kathy Muller of Nakusa, Melinda and Roy Roden of Blackhawk, South Dakota, and Deanna and Randy Hunt of Muscadet. Two brothers-in-law, Tim and Deb Muller, and Doug and Fran Muller, both of Richland Center. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59, of Richland Center. Georgine Hausner, age 85, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial to follow. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green Wednesday from 4:30 to 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 6:30. Friends may also call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Feel free to wear your Green Bay Packer or Wisconsin Badger sporting apparel to the visitation. Memorials may be made to the Community Food Pantry of Spring Green, St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green, Sauk County Right to Life, Wisconsin Right to Life, and Breast Cancer Research. Georgine Hausner is survived by her husband of 59 years, Jean, three daughters, Julie and John Bouch, Mary Beth and Jeff Walksmith, and Luann Hausner. Four grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, two brothers, Clifford John and Vicki Walterstorff, and Mike and Robin Walterstorff. A sister, Linda and Gail Bacon. Sisters-in-law, Marlene Dischler and Rita and Jerry Picard. Goddaughter, Tina Bako. Godson, Keith Weber. And many cousins, nieces, and nephews. Georgine Hausner, age 85. Naomi Caroline Knockertz-Maley, 99, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Friday, October 10th, at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the St. Philip Catholic Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, October 10th, from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Naomi Knockertz-Maley is survived by two daughters, Marie and Daryl Waldsmith of Richland Center, and Karen and Steve Hansen of Boscobel. Two sons, Kenneth and Elaine Knockertz of Reedsburg, and Ronald Knockertz of Toma. Six grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, one great-great-grandchild, brother, Dwayne and Pam Gebhard of Boscobel, sister-in-law, Donna Gebhard, many other relatives and friends, Naomi Caroline Knockertz Maley, 99 of Richland Center.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello and happy Sunday to you. This is meteorologist Tony DeGrand for WRCO. We'll continue to see beautiful conditions with high pressure in control, plentiful sunshine for the next few days, and temperatures that are riding well above normal. For this time of the year, we'd see high temperatures right around 70 degrees, and for the most part, we're going to be a good 10 to 15 degrees above that each and every day of this week. Now, there is a slight chance of a mid-level disturbance coming in Tuesday into Wednesday, but that's really just going to give us a couple of clouds and maybe a brief sprinkle. But other than that, we are going to remain dry through much of our work week. Next chance of rain comes on Friday night and into Saturday morning as a weak disturbance rolls through. But that's going to be our next chance for any sort of precipitation. As we take a look at our forecast for our Sunday, we'll see mostly sunny skies, warm conditions, and a high right around 80 degrees. Light winds out of the southeast at 3 to 8 miles per hour. Overnight tonight, mostly clear skies. Some patchy fog is possible at a low of 54. Winds will remain calm. On Monday, mostly sunny with summer-like conditions and a high of 85 degrees. Monday night, partly cloudy, mild, and a low around 55 degrees. Winds will be calm. On Tuesday, a few more clouds, but still well above our normal. With a high of 84 degrees, winds out of the southeast around 3 to 8. Wednesday, partly sunny and a touch more humid with a high of 79 degrees and a low of 55. On Thursday, some more sunshine and dry conditions, a high of 82, dropping down to around 53 for your overnight low. On Friday, we'll start the day with mostly sunny skies, maybe a few more clouds in the afternoon and the evening, a high of 84 degrees and a low of 54. Could see a slight chance of maybe some rain on Friday night into Saturday. Otherwise, for Saturday, you're looking at mostly sunny with temperatures well above normal once again with a high around 82 degrees. Have a great day. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Tony DeGrand.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 75 degrees after a morning low of 41. Yesterday's high was 84, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1954 is 87 degrees, with a record low of 27 set back in 1991. Last year's high was 82 with a low of 49. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:48, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:56. Winds are out of the west at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.21, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 75 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors just introduced 0% for 96 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $206 a month. Mid-sized compact tractors with loaders as low as $292 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh.
Oh, I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by the members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
And yesterday in high school sports, there was one football game that was played yesterday because it was Pecatonica's homecoming game. And so in that game, Riverdale beat Pecatonica Argyle by a score of 31-0. There was also cross-country action. The Golden Eagle Relays took place at the Hickory Grove Golf Course in Fenimore. And in that, in the boys' competition, Richland Center Ithaca took first as a team, and the place winners from Richland Center Ithaca include Owen Dreyer taking first, Ryan Stadler third, Clayton Lee fourth, Robert Budden took 10th, Kieran Culver 12th, Sam Jones 15th, and Devin Woodhouse placed 39th. Fenimore, the host team for that tournament, they took second as a team. Also placing in seventh as a team, Kickapoo Lafarge, and place winners there include Theo Parr, 26, Lane Miller, 33, Jeff Olson, 34th, Arlen Walter, 45th, and Will Wirtz took 48th place. River Valley also participated and took 10th place, and placing there was Nathan Hamilton at 18th, August Polkinghorn 64th, Bennett Woodhouse 67th, Carl Fair 69th, Alec Wagner took 77th, Isaac Limix 81st, and Miles Strobusch took 88th place. And other individuals that placed at that tournament from Riverdale was Clark Gilson, 71st, also from Riverdale. Kalen Williamson took 73rd, and Dylan Topper, 84th, and Mark Wilkie, 91st. In girls' competition, Fenimore, the host team, took first place in that tournament, in that relay. And then Richland Center Ithaca placed third as a team, placing there Pearl Fretz, 13th, Ava Martin, 14th, Adeline Lawless, 19th, Rachel Waterfall, 44th, and Lacey Albaugh, 48th. River Valley placed fourth as a team, and Molly Mays took fourth place. Aubrey Anlecker took 11th. Reagan Sackett, 39th. Kylie Killoy, 45th. Heidi Hegland, she placed 52nd. Bella Bainan placed 59th. And Gina Klein, 69th place. Also taking part, Riverdale for the girls, Place winners for that was Melanie Williamson. She placed eighth. And just to let you know, the one that took first was from Fenimore, and that was Kira Cartman. And we're back to Riverdale then on the place winners there. Millie Schneider took 46th. Riverdale, 51st. From Riverdale, 51st was Kaylee Carter. Sorry about that. Also, Megan Krull placed 62nd. And from Kickapoo Lafarge, Katie Randall took 10th. Colby Adelsek, she took 23rd. Also from Kickapoo Lafarge, Aubrey Mary, she took 66th. And for Gwenny Walker, she placed 71st. There was also volleyball action yesterday. We have just a couple scores from volleyball to pass along. And Richland Center beat Nisida 2-0. And Riverdale also beat Nisida 2-0. In soccer, Madison Country Day, Abundant Life, St. Ambrose Academy beat Richland Center 8-0. And also in soccer, Wisconsin Dells beat Mount Horeb 2-1. And Ripon beat Baraboo 2-0. The Badgers didn't play yesterday, but there was other Big Ten action that was played yesterday. There was six games featuring Big Ten teams. First of all, the first, number one ranked Ohio State beat Washington 24-6. Sixth ranked Oregon beat third ranked Penn State 30-24. 11th ranked Indiana defeated Iowa 20-15. It was 23rd ranked Illinois over 21st ranked USC by a score of 34-32. Minnesota beat Rutgers 31-28, and Northwestern defeated UCLA 17-14. In baseball, Sal Stewart homered and hit an RBI single. Miguel Andujar went 3-4-5, and the Cincinnati Reds moved a step closer to their first postseason berth since 2020 by beating the Milwaukee Brewers 7-4. The Reds will earn the National League's third and final wild card spot if they beat the Brewers or the New York Mets lose to the Miami Marlins today. A Reds loss and a Mets win would send New York to the playoffs instead. That third wildcard team begins a best-of-three series at Los Angeles on Tuesday against the Dodgers. And also yesterday, the Phillies did lose to the Twins, so the Brewers have the best record in baseball, and so they will be at home. They have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. And today, the Brewers are going to look, see if they can come back after that loss yesterday and the day before, and see if they can salvage a win from that in that series. And first pitch for today's game is at 2:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at 1:35. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball today, all teams play during the 2 o'clock hour today, and teams that are playing today include the Twins at the Phillies, the White Sox at the Nationals, the Red Sox are hosting the Tigers, the Giants hosting the Rockies, the Royals at the Athletics, Orioles at the Yankees, Angels are hosting Astros, the Blue Jays are hosting the Rays, the Mets are at the Marlins, the Rangers are at the Guardians, Diamondbacks are at the Padres, also the Mariners are hosting the Dodgers, Braves are hosting the Pirates, and the Cubs are hosting the Cardinals. One playoff berth remains up for grabs heading into the final day of Major League Baseball's regular season. Cincinnati will earn the National League's third and final wild card if the Reds beat the Milwaukee Brewers or the New York Mets lose to Miami today, as mentioned earlier. And a New York victory and Cincinnati loss would send the Mets to the playoffs instead. The Reds and Mets have identical 83-78 records. Cincinnati owns the head-to-head tiebreaker because it won four of its six meetings with the Mets this year. Philadelphia Phillies shortstop Trey Turner returns to the lineup after a three-week absence because of a strained right hamstring. Turner was activated off the injured list ahead of today's regular season finale for the NL East champion Phillies. The 32-year-old leads the National League in batting average and is second in hits this season. Turner hasn't played since he was hurt on September 7th against Miami. The Phillies have the number two seed in the National League and will host Game 1 of the NL Division Series on Saturday. Turner wanted to test his hamstring in a real game before the playoffs. Micah Parsons is set to take center stage as Green Bay visits Dallas exactly a month after the Cowboys traded the star pass rusher. Parsons says he has never needed fuel for a football game. There will be plenty anyways, no matter what the two-time All-Pro says. The blockbuster deal ended a long and contract stalemate between Parsons' camp and Dallas's owner Jerry Jones. Fans tried to implore Jones to pay Parsons as the drama lingered through the training camp and the preseason. Now they might have to watch Parsons lead a Green Bay blowout. And in that Sunday night game, the kickoff is 7:20, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. Pregame will start at 5. That means there will be no evening news at 5, and Old Country will not be heard today. Also, elsewhere in the NFL today, there was a game that was played earlier. It was played in Dublin, Ireland, and the Steelers beat the Vikings by a score of 24-21. Other games going on today include the Commanders at the Falcons, the Chargers at the Giants, the Texans are hosting the Titans, the Buccaneers will be hosting the Eagles, it'll be the Panthers at the Patriots, the Saints at the Bills, the Lions hosting the Browns, the 49ers hosting the Jaguars, the Colts will be at the Rams, the Bears at the Raiders, and the Ravens at the Chiefs. And tomorrow, there's a couple games on Monday Night Football. First of all, in an earlier contest at 6:15, it'll be the Dolphins hosting the Jets. And at 7:15, the Broncos will be hosting the Bengals. Steelers and Viking fans piled into Croke Park in Dublin today for Ireland's first regular season NFL game. South Dakota native Aiden Scott was dressed in black and gold overalls. He says, "It's awesome. The energy is great inside Croke Park. The stadium's pregame music selection was a steady diet of Irish artists, including U2, as players stretched 2 hours ahead of kickoff. Still, some Irish have objected to the Irish government's allocation of up to 9.95 million euros to support the game that was played today. And the Pittsburgh Steelers confirmed that backup quarterback Skylar Thompson was involved in an incident Friday night after a report that the player had been robbed. The Irish Independent newspaper reported today that Thompson was assaulted and robbed in Dublin on Friday night. Thompson was not playing today against the Minnesota Vikings in what is Ireland's first regular season NFL game. The Steelers say they were aware of the situation involving Skylar Thompson on Friday night in Dublin. The team said it is working with NFL security to gather more information regarding the incident. The Independent reports that Thompson was briefly hospitalized with minor injuries. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. I'm Tim Thede.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
When I settle down, they tell me time is passing and there's not too many good ones still around. Oh,
legs backed up against the wall, and the bandwagon's falling right off. And you're hearing all the talk about maybe you should think about what you're gonna do if it don't work out. It ain't about if it makes sense, 'cause if the boot do, it don't fit. As far as I can see, there ain't no way to be somebody if you just gon' quit. So if you got a fire, don't lose it. If you gotta do or die, dream, do it. If you got something to prove, go on and prove it. Don't let nobody clip your wings. Keep your head down, keep on the blinders. Tune out the doubters and all the closed minders. If it's in your blood, falling down ain't enough to change who you were born to be. And getting back up, that's the only backup plan you need.
Is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The countdown is on for the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge coming to the Richland County Fairgrounds Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th. Friday's schedule features the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m., truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m., the Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m., and live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Saturday keeps the entertainment rolling with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m., ATV and Dirt Bike Dregs at 11, Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5 p.m., and the Diesel Truck Challenge plus vehicle dirt drags at 3 p.m. Everything happens at the Richland County Fairgrounds October 10th and 11th.
This year will mark the 103rd Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming. WRCL will be proud to be a part of that with interviews with students and those that make it happen. Join us for update reports all week long leading up to the Ithaca School Fair Saturday. Update report sponsors include Driftless Area, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Wilkinson Auctions, Walsh's Ace, Jones Chevrolet, Cardinal Glass CG, Sunshine and Giggles, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, Tri-County Building Supply, Wilson Door and Construction, and Town Taxi.
Watch your all-time high, you're good as it gets. Your hands down best ever makeup sex. Watch your guilty pleasure, your old go-to. Well, if you asked me, mine would be you. Watch your worst hangover, your best night yet. 90 proof, your Marlboro Red. The best damn thing you lucked into. Well, that's easy, girl. Mine would be you. Mine would be you. Sun kiss shining, back row flying, singing like crazy fools, making up our own words, laughing till it hurts. Baby, if I had to choose my best day ever, my finest hour, my wildest dream come true. Mine would be. Your double dare, you go all in. The craziest thing you ever did. Plain as your name in this tattoo. Look on my arm, mine would be you. Mine would be you. Sun kiss shining, back row flying, singing like chapter in your book. Are there pages where it hurts to look? What's the one regret you can't work through? You got it, baby, mine would be you. Yeah, you got it, baby, mine would be you. Mine would be you.
Foot off the brakes, calling my mom, telling her cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Well, you know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, well, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Baby, if I made you mad, something I might have said, please let us forget the past, 'cause the future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Well, don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want to say. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Why should we be apart? I really, really love you, baby. Lost my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher, and then I'll say I do. And then you'll know you have me, and I'll know I'll have you too. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. A church shooting today leaves one death, 10 others injured. The church badly burned and partially collapsed. This in Grand Blanc Township, Michigan, near Flint. The gunman drove to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints this morning.
He drove his vehicle through the front doors of the church. He then exited his vehicle, firing several rounds at individuals within the church.
Grand Blanc Police Chief William Rennie says when cops showed up,
they met the suspect.